You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and for today's episode, we'll be talking to Conrad Meyer about the 18th Annual Soft Shell Crab Festival in Port Royal. How are you doing today, Conrad?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. Not going to lie to you, I had to show up early because I was afraid that that wonderful downtown bridge was going to open on me, and then I would show up late and they'd be like, this guy, why do we have him on this podcast? But I'm so glad I got here on time and excited to be here today with you.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. And yes, I understand that bridge. It tends to get a lot of people, so it's always good to try to get anywhere a little bit early. But let's talk about the festival. It's amazing that this festival has been going on for 18 years now. Can you tell us how it started and the overall history of the festival?
Yeah, man. In 2004, a bunch of local business owners got together, formed this nonprofit entity to create several festivals to boost local business recognition in our community and to showcase local artisans and vendors. Really, long story short, they just wanted to put Beaufort on the map and wanted to showcase the Lowcountry lifestyle. The proceeds from the event and sponsorships go to other nonprofits and entities in town. So it's a really cool way to create an event for the community and then give back to the community with the same exact event.
Yeah, that's awesome. We have a lot of people on the podcast, and actually on the last episode, we had the Friends of Hunting Island, and we talked about, you know, how important community is in Beaufort. And, you know, you just saying, you know, the proceeds going back to the community, how important that is. Definitely represents Beaufort as a whole. Like, Beaufort is a community town, and a lot of people come into the area to visit. One of the first things they say is, oh man, they really made me feel like I was a part of the community. And that's exactly what we want. We want people to come here and be like, man, Beaufort was the Southern hospitality. It showed everywhere I went. And, you know, that festival is, you know, one of the first starts and stops to that.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, over the years, it was interesting because they had all these different names for different festivals. They just like could not lock down a name. Mm-hmm. And Bob Bender, who had an estuarium, which is, you know, I had to look this up. I was like, what is an estuarium? And I don't even know if I'm saying it right. So if anybody's an expert, I'm sorry. But basically, it was this location that was focused on telling stories and sharing information about the Lowcountry. And so he had this idea of a soft shell crab festival because soft shell crabs are a huge part of the Lowcountry. Mm-hmm. And so we've been doing it since then. Bob also helped the Old Village Association come up with a fall festival called Octoberfest. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we took out the B-E-R and add P-R, where we, you know, swap in those letters, boost the idea of partying Port Royal style, you know, so we're just always trying to, you know, show that Lowcountry influence in everything that we do. Also, the Old Village Association inherited the golf cart parade that was originally ran by the town. Last year, we had our biggest show out yet, thanks to partnering with, I don't want to mess up his last name, but Nick Boragini, yes, the owner of Shellring Aleworks. So it was just really, really cool how not only do we throw these events for the community and stuff, but the people who are on the board, I'm one of the members on the board, like we get to run into like our neighbors and our friends and people you haven't seen in a while. And, you know, and it's just so cool bringing the community together and everybody hanging out and having a good time and just really like celebrating life, especially after those past few years, you know, all the hard stuff people have been going through. Mm-hmm. So we absolutely love bringing the community together and having events like this.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a great way to show off Port Royal. And, you know, Nick has done a great job, you know, advancing Port Royal so far, especially with Shellring Aleworks. And we've had him on the podcast before, and he has done an amazing job just being on the podcast and explaining, you know, what he wants from Port Royal. Mm. But speaking of Port Royal, how important do you think this festival is to have it for the town of Port Royal?
Man, I had to write this, man. Crucial to the Lowcountry way of life. Mm-hmm. Man, you know, people always talk about Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
But you come to our festivals and you see it.
Yeah.
You see families like high five and hugging each other, kids running up and going, oh, this is my friend. And, you know, just it's such a beautiful moment. The adults, you know, still get to enjoy a little bit of adult beverages. Mm-hmm. But there's usually, I mean, honestly, in the years that I've been a part of it, man, there's been, you know, a great amount of self-control. So it's a family friendly environment, mm-hmm. you know, and we just do our best to really create an environment for families to come out, hang out, have live music. And I'll share a little bit more about who's going to play and stuff in a minute, but we'll have live music and different vendors and crafts areas going on and kids area. And just, man, it really showcases the low country feel, man. You know what? A beautiful place, smiling faces, right?
Like, yeah.
And so we're just super, you know, excited to be a part of really showcasing the low country way of life. And I think it's crucial to the town of Port Royal.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it, because that's one of the first things I noticed with not only just like the Port Royal festivals, but just the festivals in general in Beaufort, is it's not just a festival for adults. When you see, you know, people are out having food and drinks, and you see games for kids and things, enough things to keep kids busy, it definitely shows that, hey, this is an event for everybody.
Absolutely.
No matter what you're into, no matter your age, we include everybody, and it's all inclusive. Everyone can come here, have fun, and really enjoy the day.
Yes, sir. That's literally the heart of it, you know. And some of the events that we're going to be having going on with this particular festival, I'm really excited to say this, that we have a professional sand sculpting crew who's new to the area.
Oh, wow.
And they are going to be making a special feature just for this event. So they're going to be making their sand sculpture while the event is going on. And that's like, I think that's just so cool. Like, you get to watch it being made versus showing up and like, oh, look at it. You know what I mean? I believe, from what I understand, they're going to be making it during the event. So people will be able to see that process. Mm-hmm. We also have some live musical performances by Chris Gladson Band from Spartanburg, South Carolina, and the Even Pete Band from Savannah, Georgia. And also, I don't know if you guys know this, but the Beaufort Classic Car and Truck Club's been coming out for years, mm-hmm. and they have a car show, car and truck show going from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the event. Also, just so everybody knows, once again, the event is from 11 a.m., April 15th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So people still are able to get home with a little bit of sunlight, you know. Yeah. We don't want people driving home and it's dark and, you know, trying to find their cars. And mm-hmm. so we kind of end the event a little bit earlier than a lot of events. Yeah. Because of the safety, and we want, you know, families to know that we really think of them as we put these events together. And also we have Bikers Against Bullies activity area for kids. Mm-hmm. So once again, it's just for the whole family, man. You know, dad gets to walk around and look at the cars, you know, mom's definitely looking at some of the cars too. Like, ooh, I like that Chevelle over there. But, it's just a really cool time with so much, man, there's so much going on there for everybody.
I was going to say, that's an event packed, festival. There's so much there for people to do. Like we said, no matter what your preference is, what you're into, there's something there for you, especially, you know, not everybody eats seafood. So you can come out, enjoy the cars, or come out, watch the sandcastle sculptures, building their sculpture. That's a really cool aspect. I've never heard of, you know, sandcastle sculpting. I've heard of ice sculpting. And normally when you get to like a party, it's already sculpted.
Right.
But it'd be pretty cool to see someone sculpt something amazing. And then you can be like, oh, wow, I'll take a like before and after picture, or a picture of them creating something, and then see the finished product and how much time actually goes into something like that. So that's really cool that you guys brought them out.
Absolutely. I'm hoping they do a time lapse, like for real. Like, yeah, that would be awesome. I may try to pull a few strings, see if we can get a time lapse going.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And like you said, like, the event is for everyone. Not everybody eats seafood. So mm-hmm. there's going to be traditional festival foods there as well. You know, and the local crafters and vendors, hey, that's early gift shopping, you know, get ready for Christmas way ahead of time.
Yeah.
Or just send, you know, for people to get a gift for some of their family that's not from the low country,
mm-hmm.
you know, give them a piece of some of the local artisans and stuff like that. I think that's, you know, also another neat feature of this. I know my wife loves it.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to go shopping. I'm like, well, there goes my budget, you know,
yeah.
but it's just a really cool thing for everybody.
I was going to say, low country crafts is one of Beaufort's top things. We have so many craft shops around here, local artisans, like you said, that love to put things together and love to show off their art. It's great that you guys gave them a venue space and a place where they can actually show off their art and, you know, make a little bit of money as well.
Yeah, I mean, in regards to, you know, there's so many crafters and vendors that are going to be there, you know, really this event has just grown over the years. Every year we're getting more food vendors, more crafters. The Beaufort Classic Car and Truck Club needs more and more parking spaces. Bikers Against Bullies seem to be multiplying as well. So hopefully there's no more bullies in the near future.
Yeah.
But we just constantly see a consistent growth over time. When I first got involved, our numbers were anywhere from 4,000 to 6,000.
Mm-hmm.
We're pushing 8,000 to 10,000 people coming to this event, to these events that we put on. So we're just growing each year, and we're really, you know, super excited to see what this year has in store, especially having something as unique as being on a podcast, you know, just a new way to get the word out there.
Yeah, I'm glad we could help and get you on the podcast. That's one of the things, you know, when I go out to shows and I'm telling people, hey, Buford has so many different food festivals. We're a foodie town. Everybody loves to come to the Low Country and try the food, especially when they're coming from the north or coming from the Midwest. They don't know Southern food, but they loved it. When they hear it or they taste it, they love it. So I like to tell them we have shrimp festival, we have oyster festival, and one of those festivals is the soft shell crab festival. So, you know, I try to promote it as much as I can when I do go out to these different shows and see these different operators. And, you know, they hear and they're like, oh, okay, that actually sounds really good, that we try to bring a group out during that time. So I think that's so important to, you know, have these different festivals so people know, oh, this is exactly what's happening in Buford. And the more festivals we have, the more opportunity we have for people to come throughout the year.
Absolutely. And I'm a foodie as well, man. Like I love, so, you know, the different types of food. And what's, you know, really cool, like, you know, you've got these local chefs who they love the Low Country delicacies. Mm-hmm. And so they will put their own flair, their own touch on some things. Like, you know, you go to one place and you get a fried soft shell crab, and you go to another truck and you get something just a little bit different because they put their own little touch on it. You know, I'm hoping, you know, we're going to have some people that really kind of think outside of the box this year.
Yeah.
And do some really cool stuff. We've had that in the past. So obviously, you know, I'm guessing if it happened in the past, it can happen again, but no matter what, man, the food that we're going to have here is just out of this world. You know, unfortunately, I think I spend half the event eating, you know what I mean? Like the good news is we get to walk up and down the street. The bad news is I'm eating the whole time, you know, or the good news is I'm eating the whole time, but you know, this is definitely not something you want to go to if you're trying to stay skinny, you know. you want to enjoy some good food and some great times with people in the community. This is an incredible event for that. And, you know, soft shell crabs are really, like, you know, specific to our area. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really interesting food for people to try.
Yeah.
Because most people know what crab is, but yeah. Like, what do you mean soft shell crab? Like, yeah,
I'm trying to explain the difference.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Speaking of how unique the soft shell crab is to our area, how long is the soft shell crab season when catching soft shell crab?
Well, a local expert told me soft shell crab season starts early March, goes through April, and it's actually about mid April is the peak of the season. Mm-hmm. So April 15th is our event. So guess what? It's almost at the peak of its season, soft shell crab. What he was telling me, though, which was really interesting, he says when you have mild winters, this season can come earlier and later when there's a colder season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these blue crabs, they also tend to shed throughout the year on the moon cycles, you know, so there's going to be some shedding throughout the year. But March through April is the predominant time of them shedding that hard shell and molting again with that soft shell.
Okay, that's good to know that, you know, for those coming to the area or coming, trying to figure out when they want to come, that now you know the soft shell crab season. Be like, hey, I'm in Buford in the middle of soft shell crab season. Let me try and see, you know, where I can get some soft shell crab or where I can try it. If you're not coming to the festival or you just missed the festival or come before the festival, that way, you know, you have an idea.
Absolutely. You know, and there's actually, you know, some really cool recipes for soft shell crabs. Bubba Blue famously put it in Forrest Gump. Like shrimp, right? I'm just going to say this. Soft shell crab is amazingly versatile. You can fry it, barbecue it, grill it, broil it, bake it, saute it, and more. The most popular way is probably fried. But here's a fun fact. A lot of times what is in your spider roll at a sushi spot is soft shell crab.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. That's a real, really cool information. So now when I go to get my sushi and I get crab roll, I'm just going to be like, hey, I'm going to tell my wife, hey, you know that soft shell crab. So.
That's right. Now you got some useless facts.
Right. But I know we talked about the recipes. If you guys are interested in finding out, you know, all things soft shell crab, our episode number 2 was actually Rob Wells, president and CEO of the CVB, talking all things soft shell crab. And, you know, he's always out catching crab with his boys and he loves to catch crab. So if you guys are interested in some recipes or interested in him talk about the Low Country delicacy of crab, you can go and listen to that episode on our website at buforsc.org/intercoastal.
Man, that is awesome. You know, if I'm allowed to say this, hopefully I'm allowed to say this, I love the fact that I was able to kind of you know, look you guys up and listen to some past episodes. And, you know, for people who want to know a little bit more about the Lowcountry life, man, this podcast is a fantastic way to learn about the Lowcountry. You can learn about awesome spots to go to in previous episodes. You can learn about some of the history of the Lowcountry. Just a really great resource for people who are either new to the area or want to come visit the area to kind of know what we have going on. So if you're listening, I highly encourage you to check out the Intercoastal podcast. There's a lot of really cool stuff on this podcast.
Well, we appreciate that, Conrad. We can't do it without people like y'all who are knowledgeable enough to, you know, inform us on what you guys have, especially like festivals. You guys work with the festival all year long. You prepare for it. You get everything together, all the information. That way, when people come, they don't have to do any research. They don't have to know anything about soft shell crab. It's all there for them when they show up. So we like to take that information and get it out to the guests visiting the area, the people who are moving to the area, and the people who live here locally. Like we talked about before the podcast, you'll live here your whole life and not know a lot of the information here about here in Beaufort. There's probably people who lived in Beaufort their whole life and never went to the Soft Shell Crab Festival once. So we like to try to give people information that be like, you know what, let me go and try this Soft Shell Crab Festival out for the first time and kind of give them a new spin on what's traditionally here in Beaufort.
Yeah, man. And, you know, I just want to remind people that this is our 18th annual Soft Shell Crab Festival. And this year, you know, thanks to two predominant sponsors, we were able to put this festival together. So I want to give a shout out to the town of Port Royal and Luke Pollock, attorney at law, for being one of, you know, our platinum sponsors, so to speak. And once again, this festival is not possible. There's so much work that goes behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Like people just show up for day and they're like, wow, this is awesome. But there's so much work that goes behind the scenes. The board, the Old Village Association board, puts in a lot of work, a lot of hours, hunting down sponsors and vendors. And also, you know, we wouldn't be able to have this event without our sponsors and our vendors, but also our volunteers. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, the Port Royal Police Department helps out with a lot of things. And the town of Port Royal really does help out a lot. And so this event, you know, it's for the community, but it also takes the community to make it happen. And so we're so very thankful that here in the Lowcountry, many hands make light work. And we're able to do an incredible event like this. So once again, the 18th annual Soft Shell Crab Festival, April 15th, on a Saturday. It's Saturday, April 15th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Man, bring your family out. Come on out. But I do have to say this. I probably should have said it earlier. No pets allowed. Mm-hmm. The last thing, you know, we need is, you know, a kid to reach for a dog and get bit, or, you know, nobody wants to have that type of a situation. So this is for the family. But the pets got to stay at home during this event. And just because there's so many people, you just don't know how animals are going to respond to the crowd and everything. So I just wanted to make sure that that's very clear why we do that. It's not just we're mean and we don't want pets there. There's a lot of people, and it can, you know, I'm a dog owner, dog lover. Dogs can get anxious when there's a big crowd. And so we really care about the safety of the community, and we want everybody to have a great time, you know, party Port Royal style together, but also to, you know, to be safe and to just be able to enjoy all that the Lowcountry has in a responsible way.
Yeah. And that's a free festival in Port Royal, South Carolina, April 15th. This has been a fun episode, Conrad. Thank you for joining us. And before we go, can you let us know where we can find the information about the Soft Shell Crab Festival?
Daquan, man, thank you so much for having the Old Village Association here on the podcast hosting us. Yeah, sponsor, vendor, volunteer, and event information for the Soft Shell Crab Festival is available on our website, Port Royal, OVA.com.
That's great. Thanks, Conrad. Before we wrap up, here are a few events that are coming up in the next few weeks. As you already know, the Soft Shell Crab Festival is held April 15th, but we also have the Beaufort Water Festival 5K and 10K on April 22nd as we prepare for the actual Water Festival in June. Please keep an eye on the events calendar on beaufortsc.org for additional information on upcoming events. Thank you all for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at visit_BeaufortSC on Instagram or at BeaufortSC on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to you all next time.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Beaufort Port Royal in the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.